Morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather for worship this morning. There have been a number of announcements on the whiteboards that have been ready for you to take in, and I'm just looking to try to reinforce a couple of those. Next Sunday, we are observing All Saints celebration, and so we're asking for those family members and friends that have departed in the faith, not members of the church, because we already have those listed, but so those that are within this last year that have passed in the faith, we ask that you would be able to submit them to the church office so that they can be part of our All Saints Remembrance next Sunday. A little further, we are having a Veterans Day remembrance and celebration for veterans, and so we're also looking for the names of veterans and active duty service members. Those also can be submitted to the church office. Next Sunday at 9 a.m., there is a continuation and an extension of the Bible study that Pastor File was leading today, the Everyone is Witness. If you're looking for ways to put into practice some of what you heard from Pastor File, or if you'd just like to brush up on some of the skills that you have already at your disposal when it comes to witnessing, this is a great study for you at 9 a.m. And so look forward to gathering together with those that want to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And that study is at least, I believe, 6 weeks long, or has six different sessions that you would be part of. And it's wonderful to be encouraged in your faith in and through that study. This morning, we are celebrating the Reformation, and we are following Divine Service Setting 1. We are beginning with an opening hymn, number 658, and today our choir is gracing us with their voices to help in our worship experience this morning. Please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ has given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun a good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We speak responsively the introit. Say to my soul, I am your salvation.
When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears.
The Lord saved him out of all his troubles.
This is God, our God, forever and ever.
Give ear, O my people, to my teaching.
Incline your ears to the words of my mouth.
I will open my mouth in a parable.
I will utter dark sayings from of old.
Things that we have heard and known,
that our fathers have told us.
We will tell the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might,
and the wonders that he has done.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Say to my soul, I am your salvation.
When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears.
The Lord saved him out of his troubles.
This is God, our God, forever and ever.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone are the us pray. Almighty and merciful God, of your bountiful goodness, keep from us all things that may hurt us, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish whatever you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I invite the congregation to please be seated.
Verses 10 through 17. Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read along with me the gradual.
O Lord, I call upon you. Hasten to me.
Give ear to my voice when I call to you.
Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
The epistle lesson is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 through 28. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Invite the congregation at this time to please stand as we continue. According to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates, 'We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite the congregation at this time to be seated, and those children that are present may come forward for a children's message. Well, good morning, girls. How are things today?
Good.
Good. So, it looks like you have something on that some people might call a costume, right? Can you stand up so others can see what you're wearing? Or maybe not today. But sometimes do we have opportunities where maybe we dress up and we are pretending to be something that we're not? Have you ever dressed up? Yeah, I know you have been a unicorn, right? Yeah, and you kind of look like you're maybe a skeleton, right? Yeah, and so we dress up and we look like other things. We heard St. Paul writing to the Ephesians, though. He talks about dressing in a new way, that we are supposed to take off what is the old and put on the new in Christ Jesus. So, there are times where maybe we act in a ways that belongs to sin. And is that how you and I are supposed to act, in ways that belong to sin? Mm-mm. No, but rather, we're called to put on the gifts and the wonderful aspects and attitudes that God gives to us through His Holy Spirit. God doesn't want us to pretend that we're not what we are, but He wants us to show people who we are as His children. We are children of God, right? And does that mean, are we supposed to be scary or things that other people don't recognize? Mm-mm. No, we should be recognizable as God's children, sharing His love, sharing the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. So we want people to always see that we are Christians, not to hide that or disguise it the way that you might when you're out trick-or-treating, but rather we want, when we're living, people to see that we are the sons and daughters of God. And we do that through our words, and we do it with our deeds. And so, could you please join me as we pray an echo prayer with our congregation this morning? We pray, Dear Heavenly Father,
Dear Heavenly Father,
please help your love shine in me.
Please help your love shine in me.
So that I am new in Jesus Christ.
So that I am new in Jesus Christ.
And others would see Jesus in me.
And others would see Jesus in me.
We pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for coming up this morning, and we are going to have our congregation continue by singing hymn 645.
longing for rest everlasting. Surely in temples made with hands, God the Most High is not dwelling. High above earth His temple stands, all earthly temples excel.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Today's sermon is based upon our text from Matthew chapter 11. Have any of you happened to come across a double standard in your life? Any of you? Where one person is held to one set of rules, and there are others that are held to other sets of rules. It happens. And sometimes, maybe children might think it even happens in their own families, where one child is able to do one thing and another child is not able to do that very same thing. When we come across the double standard, generally, I would say it is not appreciated. Why is one held to one expectation, whereas the others are held to a different expectation? We don't like it. And it is not indeed what some would say to be fair. We find in Matthew an example of, well, you could say maybe it's a double standard or even worse than that. Jesus, he's come among the people. He's been preaching. He's teaching. He has been performing miracles, healing, casting out demons. And they come, and they're still not exactly certain who he is, Nor are they exactly certain about John the Baptist, who had been the big news prior to Jesus. And so he starts talking about and answering who John is, and that leads up to who he should be. He talks about John and how John has been the modern Elijah, if they are willing to accept it. And how the kingdom of God has been suffering violence, and many of the prophets, many of those that God had sent among the people, they had rejected, killing many of them. And John, he is also in that category. A prophet of God that many have rejected, and he is killed. So, who does that, though, make Jesus? And who is John? John didn't seem to meet the people's expectations. He was set apart living in the wilderness, clothed in camel's hair. He ate locusts and honey. Certainly, he was not the in crowd in town with that description. Set apart in the wilderness, not in the temples or synagogues. And so many did reject him. And in similar fashion, they also rejected Jesus. Who was John? Well, they rejected him. Why? Well, it says John came neither eating nor drinking, but they said he has a demon. He's out of his mind, they believed. Now here is Jesus. He comes, as he calls himself, the Son of Man. He comes eating and drinking, and then what do they say of Jesus? He's doing the opposite of John? Well, oh, look, he's a glutton and a drunkard. He's a friend of tax collectors and sinners. John, they wanted to be with the people more, and now then when Jesus is with the people more, nope, he needs to be set apart or reserved. And really, it's about the standards that they have set rather than the standards that God has. They wanted John and Jesus to do what they desired. They wanted John and Jesus to fit into the system of salvation that they believed in and had come to know. And so when John comes and he preaches in his manner, and when Jesus comes and he's preaching in his manner, neither one of them have conformed to the will of the people. Because it's God's standards that they seek to bring to all. For God's standards are different. It's not so much about eating and drinking and being in fellowship or not being in fellowship with others, but rather it's the fellowship that we have with God, our Heavenly Father. Do we love Him with our heart, soul, and mind? Do we love our neighbors as ourselves? This is the standard that God has for all men and women, for every child, every boy, and every girl. One expectation, one standard, keeping His commandments. living without sin. And that standard, no man, woman, or child that is born of earth has been able to keep. None of us can live up to the standards that God has set. And so does he create different standards because we're unable to live up to the perfection that he demands? No, he does not. Rather, he sees our inabilities and he stretches out his hand, giving us his grace. God knows that you and I are not able to live perfectly, loving him above all else. He knows where we fall short when it comes to loving our neighbors as ourselves. Our commandments we have broken. And because we have broken them, God knows that we need a Savior so that we would have life everlasting. God, in his infinite wisdom, sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to take on human flesh and blood, to become what he had created. This gracious act from God, our Heavenly Father, is what brings to you and me salvation from our sins. For Jesus lived without sinning. He went willingly to the cross where he shed his blood. Whereas he was nailed to the cross, he claimed the sins of the world as his own. And when he died, his death made satisfaction for all sins. There no longer are sins that are held that need to be paid for Christ paid for all sins. This demonstrates God's great grace in sending Jesus Christ to do what you and I could never dream of doing, paying for all of our sins. And so now you and I are blessed by God, our Heavenly Father, to receive additional gifts through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. At the baptismal font, we receive the forgiveness of all of our sins as we are washed with water, combined with God's command, being baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And through that act, God's grace comes once again to us. The Holy Spirit enters us, and we receive from him faith to believe the promises that God has given. This is the one way to be saved. Salvation comes from God alone. It is his grace that we receive in faith through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this gift is the gift that God wants all to know in this world. The church has the wonderful message of proclaiming that yes, there is salvation to be found in this world. It is not based upon what you or I do in this life, but rather our salvation comes from Jesus Christ. In him alone we receive the forgiveness of our sins. In him alone we are reconciled to God, our Heavenly Father. Yes, God is gracious. He does not set standards different for one people versus another. All people receive salvation through one, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the standard that we are called to meet and trust in. Through your Savior Jesus Christ, be confident that heaven's gates are opened, that you are forgiven of all your sins, that God's grace has been shown and given to you. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and our minds firmly in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite the congregation at this time to please stand as you are able as we speak together the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The congregation may be seated at this time as our choir performs another anthem.
Granted in what he ordained.
invite the congregation to please stand as we continue with the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Holy Lord, you have given us your word as your promise and washed us in baptism to be your own people and to live under you in your kingdom, now and forever. Build us up in Christ that we may hold the faith in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace as we give evidence of this faith in holiness of life. Reprove us when we are in error, and reform what is lacking in us that we may grow up into Christ, our head. Lord, in your mercy, God of grace, keep us steadfast in your word and prevent our wayward hearts from following false gods that lead us away from you. Provide your church with faithful pastors who preach in purity and joy that we are saved by your grace alone, through faith alone, because of Christ alone. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, Heavenly Father, give wisdom and strength to all fathers in the home and church. Make them faithful in teaching your word to the children entrusted to their care, that these little ones would come to know you as their Heavenly Father and live as true children of God. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, when the nations are in uproar and kingdoms fall, teach us to be still and know that you are God. Guide all who govern us so that evil is thwarted, righteousness rewarded, and all your ways are upheld. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of grace, do not let your people fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Rescue all people in need, especially Scott and Cheryl, Tracy, Colleen, Shirley, Carol, Marlene, Lowell, Dan, and Gary. Comfort them with the promise that you are with them. Lord, in your mercy.
Yeah.
O Lord, we give you thanks for all your servants who have departed this life in faith. We especially bless you today for the great reformers of your church who call us back to the gospel and to the righteousness we have in Christ alone. Keep us in fellowship with them and bring us at last to our heavenly home and the joy of seeing our Redeemer face to face through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated as the rushers come forward to gather our tithes and our offerings.
Thank you.
Please stand as we continue singing of the offertory.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
You may be seated as we conclude with our departing hymn, 782.